This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is the concept of God in Islam the same as the concept of God in Christianity? Do we have the same understanding of God? And there I argued that they are worlds apart, that the concept of God in Islam and Christianity is very, very different.
I could not agree more with Dr. Craig in this. The God of the Bible and the God of Islam are two different gods, no doubt. I could not agree more. However, having said that, Dr. Craig goes on to talk about the moral inferiority of the God of Islam. And I have some things to say on that. We will proceed.
The Muslim concept of God, I believe, is morally defective. It is a morally defective vision of who God is. As the greatest conceivable being, a morally perfect being, God must be all-loving. And this is exactly what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that God loves sinners. His love is impartial. It is universal. It is unconditional.
Now, Dr. Craig states that the God of the Bible is loving and his love is unconditional. Now, I wonder how the biblical God is loving unconditionally when he wants to kill women, children, innocent people, even donkeys and camels. Okay, and the verses you can see on the screen right now. How the biblical God is loving unconditionally when he wants to dash the babies against rocks. How is the biblical God loving unconditionally when he wants to punish by burning? How is the God of the Bible loving unconditionally when he wants to kill indiscriminately? How is that God loving is the question. How does this God love those he dislikes? Not only dislikes, but he kills their children, even their children, even their camels and donkeys. This is not a loving God. And who is this God is the question. The Christians believe that Jesus Christ is God, and he is God eternally. This is exactly what the Christians believe in. If he is God eternally, he was God during the revelations, or when the revelations were coming down upon Moses and upon Israelite prophets. And in these revelations, this God, who is Jesus, was revealing this information to Israelites to go and commit genocide, to go and kill innocent people, to go and kill innocent animals, even dashing babies against rocks. And this is why this God cannot be unconditionally loving. So Dr. Craig needs to correct his theology. Therefore, I actually agree with Dr. Craig that the God of the Bible and the God of Islam are not the same God. The God of Islam commands against killing animals, even in conflict. And you can see the report on the screen where God categorically tells the Muslims through the prophet that you cannot kill animals unless you're going to eat them for food. You cannot even burn beehives. This God commands against killing women and children, even in war. The report is there on the screen. You can see that God commanded the Muslims through the prophet, do not kill women and children. This God, the God of Islam, commands general mercy and compassion for even disbelievers. And you can see the verse on the screen, chapter 60 of the Quran, verse 7, that the disbelievers are to receive kindness from the Muslims. The Muslims are to be kind to them. Those disbelievers who are not fighting you, who are not driving you out, you are to be kind to them. So I agree with Dr. Craig that the God of Islam and the God of Bible are not the same God. These are two different gods. So the Christians need to find the right God. And I leave the decision for you to consider.
What of difference from the God of the Quran? According to the Quran, God does not love sinners. He does not love unbelievers. He is an enemy to unbelievers. God in the Quran only loves those who first love him.
So here, Dr. Craig states that the God of the Quran does not love disbelievers. The question is, does the God of the Bible, who is Jesus, love disbelievers? Does he love disbelievers? Why is he calling Pharisees adulterous generation? Why is he calling them hypocrites? Why is he calling them vipers? Why is he calling Gentiles dogs and pigs? Why is he using this language against his opponents? Is this a loving God walking on earth? Christians believe that Jesus is God incarnate. Jesus was God walking on earth. And if that's the case, then Dr. Craig seems to be claiming here that the God of the Bible, who is Jesus, is loving. And if he's loving, how can he use this unloving, uncompassionate, and disgusting language against people? This is the question he has to respond to. Perhaps he hasn't read the Bible more carefully. We will continue.
So that his love rises no higher than the sort of love that Jesus said tax collectors and sinners exhibit. They love those who love them. And that's the kind of love that the God of the Quran exhibits. So the Quran assures us of God's love for the God-fearing and the good-doers, but he has no love for sinners and unbelievers. The Quran says that God does not love the very people that John 3:16 says God loves so much that he sent his only son to die for them. While we were yet enemies, Christ died for us.
So here Dr. Craig states that God so loved the world that he sent his only son to die. Okay, what he doesn't quite tell you that God was killed by God to save humanity from God. So God sends his son, kills him on the cross to save humanity from himself. Does this make sense? This is what we call atonement. This is what we call the doctrine of atonement. And the doctrine of atonement stands for nothing but brutality, injustice, inequality, and barbarity for that matter. Okay, it doesn't make sense. Does it make sense that God kills an innocent person to save someone else? Someone commits a crime and then you take someone else instead, kill him to forgive the one who commits a crime. This is exactly what the Christian doctrine claims, that God sent his own son, who is also God, and then God kills himself on the cross to save humanity from himself. This is absolutely crazy. Okay, and this is why I agree with Dr. Craig that the God of Islam is not the same as the God of the Bible. Definitely, definitely I agree with Dr. Craig. And we continue.
So this is a huge difference between the God of the Quran and the God of the Bible. The Heavenly Father revealed by Jesus loves sinners, loves unbelievers, wants them to come to him. His love is universal, impartial, and unconditional love.
So if he loves everyone universally, unconditionally, then why is he killing Amalekites? Why is he killing their camels and donkeys? Why is this God commanding the Israelites? And don't use Sodom and Gomorrah as an example to get back to me, because that's God doing it himself. He is the creator. He can do what he wants. He doesn't have to be accountable. But when he commands his own people to commit genocide, to go and kill women and children, innocent people, is this God unconditionally loving? Is this God universally loving? These are the questions Dr. Craig needs to look into. And he needs to, again, read the Bible more carefully. So on the other hand, the God of Islam, who is very different to the God of Bible, as Dr. Craig understands him, is very merciful. No blood sacrifice needed for him to forgive humanity. You simply turn to him. He tells us, turn to me, ask me for forgiveness, and I will forgive you unconditionally. No conditions involved. Turn to me and repent. No matter what you have done, turn to me and I will forgive you. This is the God of Islam, the ultimate, universally, unconditionally forgiving. We call him the unconditionally forgiving God, so long as you turn to him in repentance. This is a loving God. You must understand brothers and sisters, that Dr. Craig himself is confused and he doesn't know his Bible very well. I'm sure he does, but for some reason, in this particular discussion, he fails to acknowledge the other side of the biblical God, which is very, very dissimilar to the God of Islam. So, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, it is clear that the God of the Bible and the God of Islam are two different gods. The God of the Bible, according to Christian understanding, is three persons in one. The God of Islam is one person, one being. The God of Islam is unipersonal. The God of Islam is the same God worshipped by Jesus, worshipped by Moses, worshipped by Abraham, worshipped by Noah, and worshipped by Adam. So the God of Islam is the same God that was worshipped by the prophets of God, not by the Christians, because the Christians today worship a completely different God to the one that was worshipped by Jesus, Moses, and Abraham. So, therefore, finally, to repeat the point, the God of Islam and the God of the Bible are not the same. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Keep watching. There is more coming. Assalamu alaikum.